I am speaking with Western Michigan University political science professor John Clark. We are discussing the 2014 race for governor in Michigan. Former Congressman Mark Schauer of Battle Creek has formally launched his campaign for governor next year. Thank you very much for being here, John.
Always a pleasure.
Mark Schauer is getting into this race after many other Democrats who had at least considered a run have said that they're not interested, and most of them have endorsed Mark Schauer to run for governor. And according to Tim Skubick's story today, Democratic Party Chairman Lon Johnson said months ago his objective was to avoid a costly and potentially bitter Democratic primary battle for the nomination. So according to Tim Skubick, a lot of this has been orchestrated by Lon Johnson. Explain why a political party leader wants to, shall we say, clear the field and have one candidate avoid a primary.
Well, from the perspective of the party leader, you don't need lots and lots of candidates. You need one to get the nomination. And as long as it's the right one, and you know, if it's the right one, it probably doesn't matter too much how you get there. But the conventional wisdom in all of this is that a contested primary hurts really in a couple of ways. One is if it's truly contested and the candidates are slugging it out, the candidate that eventually gets the nomination is damaged goods. People within their own party have said that they're not a good candidate, and here are all the reasons why. And, of course, we've seen that in other kinds of races over the years, in presidential contests, where a candidate will, you know, quote his opponent's primary opponents saying bad things. You know, he would never be a good president because X, Y, Z. The same thing potentially is true here. The other thing is that it's at least potentially the case that an awful lot of money could be siphoned off from the general election campaign toward the nomination campaign. And with a candidate like Rick Snyder, who has access to personal wealth that not a lot of people have, it's important for the party to make sure that their nominee has enough funds to run an effective campaign. We saw in 2010 what happens when a Democrat doesn't have very much money to run a campaign, and Virge Bernero didn't do very well. Sort of set the baseline in some ways of what a Democrat ought to win in the state, no matter who they are, no matter what kind of money they spend. And so, again, from the perspective of a party leader, not having to go through that nomination campaign is probably a good thing, so long as the one candidate is the right candidate.
So we assume that Democratic Party Chairman Lon Johnson and Mark Schauer, who is now running for governor, both wanted the field cleared to allow Mark Schauer to be the only Democrat running for governor next year. And for now, that's the case. What can they do to actually create the scenario where that comes about?
Well, there's not a lot that they can do, frankly. And that sort of negative recruitment, as it sometimes is called, is oftentimes just a combination of talking to other potential candidates, laying out potential scenarios, and sometimes, but not always, simply offering, you know, the threat of withholding support. Sometimes that's enough. Sometimes just showing polling data is enough. With most of the potential candidates for the Democratic nomination, and frankly, the same thing is true for the open United States Senate seat from which Carl Levin is retiring.
And Congressman Gary Peters appears to be the only Democrat who's
the only
that.
Democrat for that as well. These are pretty high profile. There aren't a lot of potential Democratic candidates who have that kind of profile. Now, there are a few, but they don't really have a deep bench in state politics. And so somebody like Peters, somebody like Schauer has somewhat more name recognition at this point than other potential candidates. They are much more experienced than a lot of the other potential candidates who have been mentioned for these kinds of positions, for these specific positions, I should say. You know, in some ways, the challenges that other candidates would face to get the nomination to be successful in the general election are not insurmountable, but they're awfully steep as long as a Peters or a Schauer is in the race. Now, having said that, the most recent survey by Epic MRA suggests that at least 60% of likely voters in Michigan don't know enough about Mark Schauer to have an opinion of whether they like him or not. That suggests he's got a long way to go in terms of introducing himself within the state. But most of the other likely candidates would have probably started from an even lower level of name recognition.
So is it possible, however, to look at this another way, that if there were a Democratic primary and if Mark Schauer and some other candidates then were buying television time, perhaps participating in some candidate forums and debates, getting more media attention, that Mark Schauer's name recognition and the name recognition of other candidates might go up a little sooner than it's likely to go up now if there is no primary.
Absolutely. And you know, we ought not completely dismiss the importance of a contested primary in terms of helping a candidate. Certainly, the kind of news coverage one might get, the conducting of the campaign in a different way because you're trying to get the nomination, those are important. Another important thing is, quite frankly, it can help a candidate sharpen his or her skills. A lot of people think that in the most recent presidential election that part of the reason Mitt Romney did so well in the first debate was he spent the previous year debating other Republicans. Until he captured the Republican nomination, they had, more than 20, and he participated in many of them, not all of them, but many of them. He was used to being on that stage. He had a number of lines that he'd tried with relative success and was able to sort of sharpen the kinds of attacks that he made so well in the first debate against President Obama once the general election campaign started. Obama, on the other hand, who was not a terrible debater most of the time, didn't look that good in the first debate. He was rusty at least. And so having that opportunity to engage in the campaign can be a good thing. Now, voters here in Michigan may remember that in 2006, we had an incumbent governor who was running for re-election who wasn't especially popular, much like Rick Snyder is not especially popular at this point in his first term in office. She was challenged by Dick DeVos, wealthy Republican, sort of cleared the field once he announced his intentions. And that campaign was awfully close until both candidates stood up face-to-face to debate each other, and both candidates were going around the state getting in front of audiences. It turns out that Dick DeVos was a much better candidate on paper than in real life, at least to a lot of Michigan voters. And his support really started to drop as we got closer to the election, once people began to take a sharper look at him. And it seemed as though the more he was in front of people, the less they liked him. And so, you know, that's a potential drawback as well. Now, in this particular case, Schauer's an experienced candidate, whereas DeVos was a novice, a rookie. Probably he'll, be able to avoid some of those potential missteps. But it certainly is the case that being in a campaign is different than thinking about being in a campaign. And in terms of, you know, sharpening those skills and attracting that media attention and organizing the campaign for that matter, it potentially could hurt a candidate if they're the only one contesting the nomination.
As we have noted here, we are still almost a year away from the actual filing deadline for the 2014 election. Is there the risk still for Democrats that someone who perhaps has previously said they're not interested changes their mind, or someone whose name has not come up says, you know what, I want to get in? After an awful lot of effort, it seems, on the part of state Democrats to have the field cleared, is it still possible that the field will not be clear come next summer?
Sure. And, it's even possible that some of these folks who have said that they're not going to run but they support Mark Schauer might change their minds on both counts. We're early enough that Governor Snyder hasn't told us he's going to run for re-election. And so a lot can change between now and the filing deadline, and certainly a lot can change between now and actual general election day. But as we look around the state, it's hard to imagine that there are very many sort of top-shelf Democrats who haven't already said that they're not interested, who might become interested. It's not to say there aren't any, but there aren't very many. And so I certainly expect that somebody else will get in, but whether it's somebody else who's sort of has legitimate statewide election credentials, I think that's probably a little unlikely. But there's not anything that the state party chair or anybody else can do another potential candidate from filing, and they've got a lot of time to do it.
assuming that there is not a contested primary for either the Democratic or the Republican nomination for governor, assuming that Rick Snyder runs for re-election and does not have a primary challenger himself, does this scenario then lead to a longer general election cycle for governor?
Well, it does. And it's, you know, we probably ought to make clear that just like Governor Snyder hasn't said he's running, there may be some Republican candidates who view his governorship as not as successful as they might like, who also might jump in the race. So it's at least possible that the Republican nomination could be contested, the Democratic nomination not so much.
Which would be unusual for the incumbent party to have
indeed
a primary and not the opposition
indeed
party.
Very unusual. But it could happen. Crazy things happen in Michigan politics, right, and other places too. But I would certainly expect it to be the case that if the candidates are not focused on the nomination, if they're focused on the general election, that we'll see those general election campaign themes played out super early. And we saw that, again, using 2006 as an example, we saw that with the DeVos campaign getting on television well before the general election, at a time at which most years we would expect candidates to be jockeying for the nomination. They were already launching those televised attacks on Governor Granholm, and with some success. I mean, they really made some headway early on, particularly before her campaign began to respond to those attacks much, much later in the calendar year. And then it was a dogfight up until September-ish, at which point the governor started to pull away, DeVos' campaign started to stumble. But I would very much expect it to be the case that once those campaigns get rolling, whenever that is, their focus will be on the opposition party rather than trying to shore up support within their own party, to the extent to which those are different things.
You noted the lack of name recognition or familiarity that Mark Schauer has with state voters, according to the latest Epic MRA poll. But that Epic MRA poll does show a very close race, dead heat, between Mark Schauer and Rick Snyder for governor. How much do you read into that when you factor in that people don't seem to know very much about Mark Schauer, and that we are a year and a half away, roughly, from the 2014 election?
Well, Michigan's a pretty partisan state, and the partisan lines are drawn pretty sharply. And so my guess is that you could put a lot of Democratic candidates up there in a head-to-head with the incumbent governor and get, you know, reasonably similar results. What that suggests is that there's an opportunity for a Democrat to be successful in knocking off an incumbent governor. That doesn't happen very often. And yet the fact that an awful lot of folks have taken a look at the race and declined to get in suggests that there are a lot of difficulties, again, once you get a specific candidate running against another specific candidate. In some ways, the polling that's being done right now is sort of similar to what's referred to as the generic ballot polling in congressional races, where pollsters ask people, if the election were held today, would you be more likely to vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Those responses sort of reflect people's view of national issues and national parties and so on and so forth. But once you put a specific candidate into a race against another specific candidate, those candidates have real qualities. And it may be that voters who are sort of leaning toward one party in national politics don't necessarily follow through once it's one specific candidate against another specific candidate. And that's at least some of what I think we're seeing at this point. I think it's very much the case that whoever the eventual candidates are, they're going to have to make their case to Michigan voters who are either, you know, partisan supporters who are deciding whether or not to actually show up on election day, or those Michigan voters who don't think of themselves as Republicans or Democrats, who are that swing block in a state that is sort of deeply and fairly closely divided between Democrats and Republicans. And so there's going to have to be a lot of campaigning, even though the recent polling suggests there's certainly an opportunity for a Democratic candidate to be successful.
All right. Anything else we should know?
I guess the main thing is to just keep in mind is that we are a long way away, and an awful lot can happen in politics, even in a short amount of time. And here we've got a long amount of time. So for those of us who are already paying attention, This is interesting to start to think about, but for most Michigan voters, they're not going to be paying in very much attention for at least another year, if not more than that.
John Clark, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.